They would make a simon of letters etched into the hide, so that they should know that this is the same hide they gave to the goy initially. Even though it's easy for a goy to forge it and switch it with something else, the ma'isa, we rely on that, because the goy ma'isa is afraid to switch the letter or copy the letter onto another piece, because he's afraid that he will get caught. Sifir Aleph, Ol Shidu Shaloi Lishmoi, Vishtika Mouth Alad Lishmoi is Ol Yerdeya. Look in Yerdeya that if the hides were made Shaloi Lishmoi, if there's a way to fix them up and reprocess them. Maisan Vishabru said that it's only Mutter before the processing was finished. The Jews did it. He's in math. We should ask a shayla. Sifyan Beis. Yeah, clap me obey with Haiva Oifa Tahir. The clap should be on the skin of an animal or a wild animal or a bird, and they're from medium that are Tahir. In other words, kosher animals, from the veil changes for them, I feel them in the veil changes. But if it's a kosher animal, let's say a cow, even if it was not shechted, it is acceptable to feel like a tefillah. And the other, the hem of chayv oif to meyim, you cannot make it from the skins of a non-kosher species. See the man tia toys Hashem b'ficha, min amot of b'ficha. It has to be, the toys Hashem has to be written on something that is edible. The skin of the fish is also possible because it has a bowels to help. The bottom line is any of the kosher birds or animals can use the hides even though they're not shepherded. The highest level is bird skin. That's the best laugh. And that's not so practical for you, that's why we don't do it. After it's a chayim. Here, that is the behemoth. And it's better if using a behemoth to use a shovel, which is the fetus, which they do use a lot nowadays. The halacha brings that any sefer that has the seven names of Hashem that cannot be erased, you cannot write on the hide of a non-kosher animal, even if it's not part of Tanakh. Just the Shem Hashem itself is also Teres Hashem. It has to be written on something which is kosher. Sif Yud Gimu. Yekvah Sholim Shaloi Yivin Rekovim Shein Adir Oy Vele. Dahayim Shaloi Tehei Ois Niris Oy Chaluka Vishtai. You have to make sure that the klaf does not have holes on it. Because if you write a letter, and in the middle of the letter, even within the thickness of the letter, there will be a hole, that letter is possible. Because it looks like it's broken with the gap in the middle of it. Even though it doesn't go all the way across. And Shavu says that if it's a very small hole and gets covered by the ink, but you pick it up from the stone and you see that there was an area that was stopped up by the ink, then such a small hole is kosher, since under normal circumstances you would not notice. If you got the hole after it was written, then as long as there was enough of the letter above the hole made in it, it's still a minimum share. But that letter is still kosher.